The federal funding will promote recreation on the Connecticut River by purchasing boats for community rowing programs and bicycles for riding on the city's 3.7-mile-long Connecticut River Walk. Pedestrian and bike paths throughout the city will be enhanced. A mobile farmers market will be expanded to make stops at more senior centers, public housing complexes, and preschools. Several agencies and community-based organizations will share the grant to pursue projects under the umbrella of Live Well Springfield. The 5-year-old initiative of the Springfield nonprofit organization Partners for a Healthier Community. Live Well Springfield director Jessica Collins says the goal is to reduce chronic diseases such as diabetes and hypertension that result from bad diets and a lack of exercise.
So yes, we're hoping if people have better access to venues that offer fresh, healthy produce and opportunities to be more physically active, that will decrease chronic disease rates.
Researchers from the University of Massachusetts will collect and analyze data to determine the program's impact.
Many people in this community, residents and community groups and the city, have been working hard to promote healthy options, and it's a difficult thing. The other thing that this grant is going to do is allow us to do 2 community-wide education campaigns, because education has to go hand in hand with infrastructure, and those campaigns will be about educating people about healthy eating and being physically active.
The Go Fresh Mobile Farmers Market, operated by Dave Jackson of Enterprise Farm in Whately, Massachusetts, will double to 20 the number of weekly visits to Springfield.
We're using an old dilapidated bus that just served the purpose, so that what we do at the farm is we set the market up there to reduce the labor costs, so when we get in to the various neighborhoods we can charge a pretty fair price. It's easy access.
The mobile farmers market makes stops at senior centers, public housing complexes, and preschools. Jan Rodriguez Denny, the City of Springfield's Director of Elder Affairs, says the mobile market sold 8,000 pounds of fresh food in just 8 weeks this past summer.
It is very popular. It's reasonable. It's very accessible, that people can get good food and at a good price.
The Pioneer Valley Riverfront Club, which operates out of a city-owned boathouse along the Connecticut River, plans to buy more boats for community rowing programs. It also plans to start renting bicycles for people to ride on the nearby Riverwalk. Club President Jonathan Moss says they plan to partner with pediatricians who have patients that need to burn calories.
To some, hiking resonates, others biking, others being on the water, and anything that sticks will engage them in more regular exercise.
The grant will fund a new position in the city's planning department to do sidewalk inventories, bike lane assessments, and find ways to connect walking and biking trails to the city's Riverwalk, which Sheila McElwain and other Riverwalk advocates say is underused.
Oh, we're thrilled. You know, someone who valued the river said a few years ago, the river is beautiful, but it's dead. And the rowing program will bring life to the river and brings young people to the river.
Tim Brennan, executive director of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, said the initiatives being implemented in Springfield will benefit the region.
We have the pieces and the synergy and the secret sauce that's going to make this really work. But I have great aspirations, and I know many of you do as well, to scale this up, to get beyond Springfield and make the region the most livable place, if not in the country, certainly within New England.
Another strategy of the Live Well Springfield initiative is to bring a full-line grocery store to the city's poorest inner-city neighborhood. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.